Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hello and welcome to the Dork Forest. I'm Jackie Cation. I am your host of the Dork Forest. You probably know the websites, JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com. We're all over iTunes and whoever has downloaded it and repurposed it for whatever your needs. That's right. So feel free to review the show on iTunes. Feel free to email me, Jackie at JackieCation.com, if you have any comments, questions, or concerns. Anyway, let's do the credits. Mike Rickberg composed and sang that song you just heard. He sang it with his wife, Sarah. He'll sing again his words to the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Patrick Brady is going to fix this audio, and Vilmos does my website. Okay, there are many ways to support the show. Let's talk about them. The easiest way is just to tell other people about the show and follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat at Jackie Cation and tell people word of mouth. Another way to support the show financially, doesn't cost you anything, is the Amazon banner. On JackieCation.com, there's an Amazon banner under support the show. And on DorkForest.com, there's just an Amazon link that takes you to Amazon. And both take you to Amazon, you order like normal, and the show gets a little bit of a kickback. Doesn't cost you extra. It's just a way, if you order from Amazon, to help the show. More direct way of helping the show, you can give money to the show via PayPal. There's a PayPal button under the Support the Show page on JackieCation.com, and there's a PayPal button on DorkForest.com. You can donate directly. If you want to give monthly, I haven't made that easy. I don't have a monthly setup. I know that it's easy. I just don't have any time to do it. So you have to remember every month that you like the show and then give me money. So I'll use it wisely on audio cables and chocolate, whatever. Another way to support the show, if you don't like PayPal, is people have been Venmoing me money. I'll take it. That seems lovely. Jackie at JackieCation.com. It's just under Jackie Cation. So whatever. If you have listened to all 600 and whatever episodes of The Dork Forest and would like more Dork Forest, there are premium episodes, probably a dozen of them. And they are, in the last couple of years, if I do a live episode, it usually costs me some money. So I have been putting them up on Bandcamp and they cost money. They cost $2 a pop. But if you go to thedorkforest.bandcamp.com, you can see those different shows. They're usually live episodes around the world. And there is also four stories on a sort of a handmade storytelling album that I made over there too. And those are just a buck each. So if you want to go to Bandcamp, you can do that as well. You can order merch on JackieCation.com. There are shirts and CDs and a DVD of my stand-up. There's the stand-up CDs, Circus People, It's Never Gonna Be Bread, This Will Make an Excellent Horcrux, and my brand new album, I Am Not the Hero of This Story. And they're all available as CDs on JackieCation.com. They're all available digitally on Amazon and iTunes, and you can just listen to them on Pandora and Spotify and whatever. So, but if you like hard copies, let me know if you want them signed or not. There's also a DVD of the Horcrux album, which is video. That's what a DVD is. And you can download that at ComedyFilmNerds.com if you just like a download. Okay, there are shirts. There's my stand-up shirt, Spooky Reading Girl. There's also two Dork Forest t-shirts. So there's the Ranger of the Dork Forest t-shirt, and there is a Dork Forest logo shirt. And all the shirts are made in the United States, union-made, so they run a little big because they're made by Americans. Other than that, my stand-up is available on the website, on JackieCation.com. You can watch my Conan sets. You can watch a bunch of different stand-up sets. You can, and then you can see what my schedule's like. Enough of this. Let's get into the show. It's a really good one. Hey, it's Jackie Cation. I'm in my living room. How's it going, Johnny Beaner?
It's going great. Good to be here.
Stand-up comic Johnny Beaner. It's at Johnny Comic on Twitter. J-O-H-N-N-Y comic. There you go. And Beaner is BEEHNER.com, right?
Yes, the German spelling.
Ah, the Germans. They're going to be the heroes, you know, in the new World War III. It's kind of exciting.
That's kind of cool.
It is nice. It's very karmic. Yeah. Johnny Beaner, stand-up comic, you're going to be at Skyline in the home state of Wisconsin.
Yes.
Skyline, November 19th through the 21st.
Yes, in Appleton.
Appleton, Wisconsin, home of Houdini. Johnny Beaner. So you, we're going to dork out about sneakers. Haven't done it for years. Sully McCullough was on many moons ago. What's so great about a tennis shoe, as Jackie Cation likes to call them?
You know, I don't even know if it is like the fact that they're tennis shoes. It's the whole thing for me is I got suckered into the nostalgia of it.
Oh.
Because for me, it's mainly Air Jordan specific.
Okay.
And they're retroing them. So it's the retro ones.
Oh, and they're releasing retro
sneakers? They've been doing it since, I think, 2000.
Oh, really?
So the Air Jordan ones came out in, I don't know, 86?
Oh, when he was playing. Michael Jordan, basketball player.
Right. Michael Jordan. Right. Okay. Yeah, so we'll start at the beginning.
Yeah, let's start at the beginning.
He came out with the Air Jordan 1s, and they were, they were banned because the color scheme couldn't match or whatever. And so, but he wore them anyway, and he was fined, like, I don't know, these numbers are probably inaccurate, but like $25,000 each game that he played them. Oh. And then eventually they just said, okay, whatever.
Whatever.
So you could wear them.
Oh, because they're not part of the uniform.
Because they're not part of the uniform, yeah.
And they were his own shoe that he did with Nike?
Yes.
Okay. But were the rest of the shoes that people were wearing, were they Nikes, do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I wonder. I'm sure they matched the uniforms a little better.
Yeah, so interesting.
And they were regular. I don't know. I don't really know why they were banned.
I could probably look it up at YouTube and see how they're glaringly different from everyone else's shoes.
Yes.
Because Michael Jordan was like, yeah, you should buy these. Yeah. And so they got banned, and then he just sort of wore them down.
Yes.
Now, good for them.
So that was the Air Jordan 1s. And then each 86-ish, I think that's right.
Yeah.
And then each year they would come out with a new one, Air Jordan 2, Air Jordan 3. And I didn't really discover them until the 5s, which I was in, I believe, 5th grade. And it was the Air Jordan 5s. I guess so. If my math is correct. I graduated 8th grade in 94. So is that right? Yeah, that's right.
Sure, that sounds about right.
Sure, whatever.
Let's go with it.
It doesn't matter. No one really cares
how old I was at the time.
Yes, they are. They're coming out with the 32s. So they're at the 32s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is.
So I guess 32 years ago would have been the ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
I don't know if they're doing it, if they've done it every year. I feel like it's gone longer than a year at some points.
Right.
Anyway.
And I like that they number them instead of naming them.
Right. Well, they changed, at certain point, they changed it to, they did change the naming. Like it was like the Air Jordan 2002 or the Air Jordan something like that. And they did that for a patch. And then they just went back to the numbers.
Oh, right. Yeah. It was like the panther, the hyena.
And then when it got to the 30, that's when they went like, it was like, because they do it, what's it called? The X's and V's.
Yeah. Oh, they do numerals. Roman numerals.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that's like.
Making it that much classier.
Yeah, that much classier.
As a sneaker. Now, what did the original ones, are they high tops?
Yes.
Okay.
They had high tops and low tops.
Okay.
So that's.
And do they have a good support for a basketball game?
I think at the time they did, but I think now, like when you get the retro ones, they're not.
Well, they're certainly not as geometrically, like I'm sure that the science has improved in the last 32 years.
Yeah,
and if they're doing like old patterns, it would be like, why? Why wouldn't you?
I think now they're for style.
It'd be like old timey clothes where you're like, I'm not putting a zipper there on the fly. You got to use a button.
It's not functional.
Like, why don't we update it then?
Yeah.
But no, they're just, so the retro ones. Did you get the 86s?
No, because I didn't know about them until the 5s.
Oh, right.
And I think this is what kind of caused my whole obsession was I'm from a family of 7 kids. So we did not get.
There aren't a lot of novelty shoes. I do a joke about how I always wanted moccasins. I'm the youngest of 6.
Uh-huh.
And there aren't a lot of novelty shoes when you're in 6 kids. You get a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
You get a dress pair of shoes and you get a pair of sneakers and you're done.
Yeah.
And they weren't fancy sneakers. They were just sneakers that you wore to gym.
Yeah. They're functional.
Functional. Wear them every day. Go to school.
You're going
to
outgrow them in 9 months anyway because you're young.
Where are you in the lineup of 7
Middle.
Kids? Middle kid.
Middle
awesome.
Kid.
Awesome. Well, a lot of material there, Johnny Beaner. A lot of material there. Because you can judge up and you can boss down.
Yeah.
So good to know.
Yeah. So I got my first pair was 5s.
Okay.
And I got them from a neighbor who had outgrown his and they were totally used.
Right.
And I was in 5th grade and I believe he was a size 12 or 13, which I'm a 13 now.
Right.
Which is Michael Jordan's foot size.
Oh, is that the same size as Michael Jordan?
That's my claim to fame. Anyway, so I literally
took a giant shoe, man.
It is.
You're a tall man, though. You're How tall are you?
I'm 6'5".
There you go. That's a tall person.
So it works.
Yeah. It's proportional. It's all working out.
Yeah.
No dick jokes. Right. Let's go. Keep moving.
Okay. Keep moving. So I took paper towels and shoved them in the tongue, or not in the tongue, in the foot, in the toe, too, so that I could fit. And they I mean, it was a fifth grader wearing these giant,
You look like
shoes.
A clown. Yeah. So.
And my gym teacher pointed out, like, humiliated me in front of the class because he pointed out how huge my shoes were.
It's like, so you're not going to be able to run in those.
Yeah.
You're going to have to put on your shitty Kmart shoes and get it together.
Your LA gears.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had Air Jordans and that was cool enough for me.
That was. Now, do you still have that pair?
No, and I don't. Yeah, no. My mom must have gotten rid of them. But I think about that a lot. Like I did get one pair brand. I got another pair, the fours.
Yep.
From a garage sale.
Okay.
And they were in, like,
also beat up
terribly. Yeah, they were like unwearable. But I wore them because they were Air Jordans.
Right. But, so you have always liked them. Is it because of the fandom of Michael Jordan?
I don't know. I think so. I mean, my family, I have a lot of Chicago family. And so we were huge Bulls fans growing up. And
Where'd
it was like in the
up?
Heyday. I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
But before I was born, they were in like Ankeny and just all over
Chicagoland.
Like, yeah, Chicagoland.
All right.
And that's where my grandparents were and a lot of aunts and uncles.
It's called Chicagoland, you guys.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's what it's called.
That's they call it a land. Instead of just saying Chicago. So, or a suburb. So the, that's interesting. So, and you aren't, like, if he started in 86, you weren't even born, were you?
I was born in 79.
Okay, so you were born.
I was born. I had the t-shirts, you know,
you were
3P.
Seven, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know what was going on, but Michael Jordan was cool and he could
and
do these cool dunks.
And everybody was on board. Yeah. And everybody was on board. So did you play basketball?
I did. I was terrible. I mean, I have.
You weren't particularly great.
That's putting it nicely. I was awful. I was terrible.
Well, it's much like my trumpet playing. So wanted to play the trumpet, and I did.
But people don't at you and say, hey, you better be, you're probably a trumpet player, right? Otherwise, it's a waste.
It like is a waste. It's true. When people do look at this, they think to themselves, why don't you skateboard? So they do look at you, I bet, and go, I bet you were amazing. And that has always seemed so, like, it didn't make any sense, because you would have to have drilled. From a tiny child, like Tiger Woods drilled, like your parents would have had to. You're going to have to, and being in the middle of seven kids, I'm sure.
Yeah, they did not drill.
The attention level was probably pretty slight.
Right.
It's like, go raise yourselves.
Yeah, exactly. And, get out of my hair.
Get out of my hair. Come home for dinner.
Yeah.
And be happy that there will be food.
Yeah.
So that's junior high. That's, you have
so,
a couple of pairs. A
couple of pairs. And then, so the sixes was my first pair that I got for me brand new, and it was my Christmas present.
Okay.
It was a pair of Air Jordans. It was the sixes. They were the six retro maroon color scheme.
Yep. Sometimes I forget to turn the phone off.
That's okay.
I'm a fool. Huh?
Time code. There we go.
All right.
9 minutes.
Phone call.
Yes. And we're back.
And we're back. So it was the, like the maroon sixes.
Yeah.
And I wanted the black ones because the maroon, they were all white and then they had like maroon accents. So I was like, this isn't even the right pair.
Oh, that is the worst.
That was. But I quickly was like, hey, these are Air Jordans.
Right.
Cool.
So it was fine. Previously, you were wearing ones that had been
buried. I was wearing LA Gear regulators.
With somebody.
yeah, and the ones without bottoms that I got at a garage sale.
Right. There's like someone was buried in these.
Right.
And then someone else dug them up and took their shoes.
And then I paid for them,
Right. So how, now, a pair of shoes right now, even a regular pair of tennis shoes, is like $100. 60 to $100, unless you go to Kmart and get $35, $40.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, they could be anywhere between $30 and $100.
I think, like, are you talking basketball shoes?
Yeah.
Now I would say closer to 150.
Okay, so 150 bucks for a decent pair of basketball sneakers that you would play. Either you'd go possibly to the dance club, or you would play basketball. One of those two things, right? Because if they were hipster, you know, they were hipster shoes, you'd be like, no, I'm wearing these out. These are my dress shoes. These are my dress sneakers. And then, but if you played a lot, you know, maybe those would be the ones you'd, but there's basic now is 150. What about 92? Like how much, what do you think your folks had to spend?
100, I think.
Like 100?
Yeah, I think they were $100. And that was like,
a great
deal. That was a huge, you know, like I'm not spending $100 on a pair of shoes.
Right.
And now it's like the equivalent of $200.
Right, right.
Like Air Jordans now are range from like 185 to 220.
For the new ones. Yes. For the, like the new style. And then isn't there like a mailing list? And then you have to stand in line at a Foot Locker?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So if there's new ones, now a lot of it, like I haven't had to stand in line in a while because they have the Nike app. And when it goes out, you can get them there.
You can just order them.
Yeah. And I have ordered quite a few, so I will often get this alert that says, we have reserved a pair for you because we know you spend a lot of money on Air Jordans.
Oh, that's hilarious. So how many pairs of sneakers you have? Are they almost all Air Jordans or are they all Air Jordans?
They are all Air Jordans except, like from my collection, they're all Air Jordans except I have the Nike Pumps, which are the David Robinson ones.
Okay.
Which I bought from a grade school friend for, I was going to pay $65, and then his mom found out and made him charge me $15, which was like...
hilarious.
Christmas for me.
Right. Yeah. And those are old?
Grade school. Yeah. And then they reissued those, so I bought them. They reissued them for like $100, so I got them, and I haven't worn them. So I have those, and then I have the Reebok Pumps. Those are the only two non-Air Jordan ones, just because...
Right.
Back in the day, I thought they were cool.
Are they, do you actually pump them? Is it like a kind of thing that makes them pump up?
Yeah. Like, the Reebok one pumps and it pumps on the tongue.
Okay.
I mean, it's very stupid. Like at the time, I don't know if everyone was just stupid, but like what the technology is you're pumping the pump on the tongue and it just pushes down on the top of your foot.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that makes it snugger. Well, then tighten the laces. You know?
It turns out you also have shoelaces with Velcro, and you just tighten it up or buy a smaller pair.
Right.
Right. That's interesting. The pump. So you have two pairs of pumps, and then the rest are Air Jordans.
And I probably have about 22 pairs.
Of sneakers.
Which is not ridiculous. I mean, it's not common. I don't wear a lot of them because I don't want to get them dirty. But I mean, I've talked to Uber drivers that are like, oh man, I like your Jordans. Yeah, I've got 300 pairs.
Right. Right. What are you wearing right now?
Right now I am wearing Jordans. I love these. Here, I'll show you. These are the 11s.
It's a low top.
Yes. And these came out, they're originally high tops and now they're like, as they
retro.
It's a
two-tone.
It is. It's like the tuxedo of basketball shoes because it's got the patent leather.
Yep. It's almost like a, it's like you're wearing spats.
Yeah.
And what year, are these a retro pair?
Yes. These came out, I think, in 2011.
Okay.
I believe.
They are a very nice pair of shoes, but they are black and white. Do you find that the white ones, do you have to clean them up?
Yes.
And do you
clean them up? And I do clean them up.
All right.
Those guys that are, when you're walking by the mall and they're yelling at people that have 10 basketball shoes, like, hey, man, let me clean those up. I bought that kit.
Oh, the kiosk guys.
Yeah, the kiosk guy.
They're not.
And it works well.
Does it?
Yeah.
What is in the kit?
I don't know.
It's like rags and
no, it's got a brush. It's got a cleaner. It's got a spray thing that you can like, when I get new ones,
I'll
spray it so that you can like pour a cup of water and it just beads off the shoes.
Oh, there you go. Like a wax.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't tell. It's like a spray, but like it protects it from water.
Yeah, but it's like when you wax your car.
Yeah, exactly. It just beads off.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, okay. So that's kind of cool. There's something comparable in that somebody tried to sell me where you buff your own nails.
Okay.
And it makes your nails super super shiny. But
I thought you were going to say super expensive.
Also super, but it was a super expensive kit. The kit itself was something like $60.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's happening? If I'm going to spend $60, I'm going to go get someone do my nails. But
well, I, on the other hand, was the sucker. And I was like, $50? Sold.
Right. But then if you're willing to do it yourself, you do save money in the long run.
That's true.
Now, that is true. And so do you go to those kiosks to refill the beading stuff and the or you haven't had to
I haven't had to do it. Yeah. I'll go to get like a free, you know, like if my shoes are, I'll be like, hey, and I'll act like I'm going to buy it. And then they'll clean your shoes.
Oh, will they? Oh, that's great.
I had the one guy, actually, the guy I bought it from, he was like, hey, man, just if I'm here, just tell me you bought it and I'll do both shoes.
Okay.
So they'll just do it for me.
Are they just doing one shoe?
Sometimes they'll just do one. Otherwise, it's just a free cleaning for everyone.
Right.
But I bought it and he remembered.
Right. It's interesting that it would be like, that could just be the side business. I will clean your, like a shoe shine kind of place, but just for sneakers.
They have that.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, have you seen that? Cause I've only seen what looks to be regular leather shoes cleanings.
No, this is like a basketball shoe. Where was I? I was just in Syracuse, New York at, I don't know what the mall's called.
That is arbitrary and awesome. Syracuse.
Have you been to that, the Funny Bone there?
No.
Well, it's in like the fifth biggest mall or whatever. That's like their claim to fame.
Oh, yeah.
So, but there was one of those places in there, and they will, what they'll do on these shoes, like see how this is kind of like looks gummy color?
Yeah.
Like that's on like basketball shoes and Jordans, that's like clear when you first get it.
Oh, like see-through clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's called like, I don't know, they call it the ice, like the ice look.
Okay.
So, and it turns this color after time just because of oxidation.
Wear. Yeah.
You know? And so you can put this stuff on it and then you put it in the sun and you have to do a bunch of coats and it'll like re-clear it.
Really?
I've never done that because it just seems like I couldn't do it. It would turn out uneven and all crappy. So.
Right. It does seem like its own hobby.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to restore these shoes.
Yeah.
That has to probably, because you're talking, you said that you collect them and then you resell sometimes.
I have.
Yeah. So you must collect old shoes, like older models. And then
I'll retro them, but they'll sell out like that. And so you can sell them. Like I've been in lines. Like this was a while ago where I'd be in line waiting for them to open.
Right.
They sell the shoe and I'll see someone buy the shoe for, you know, 160 or whatever they're selling them for.
Yep.
And then sell them to someone at the end of the line for $300 because they know they won't get it.
Oh, because they'll be sold out by the time they get in.
And it's mainly the 11s, kind, but the high top ones, they always sell it immediately. So they're like really in demand.
So this patent leather two-tone business, this is called the 11s?
Yes, there's tons of different colorways, but this is one of them. It's called the Concord.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's the style brand essentially.
That's the colorway is the Concord.
Waves? Are you saying waves? Color waves?
Color waves.
Ways.
W A Y.
As in the way that the colors will show up on the shoe.
Yes.
Thank you.
Like and yes, the colorway.
And people call.
I've
it
never
the
thought
colorway?
About it. Yeah, that's what they call it.
Okay. Yeah.
And the ones that are like. They call them the OG colorways.
Yeah.
Are more valuable because those are the ones that he actually wore when he was playing.
Oh, okay.
So now they have like tons. They're coming out with these in all red. I just bought the fives they released I don't know how long ago, in an all blue suede.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It's pretty suede. Loud. Yeah. And it's pretty, I mean, I like it.
Yeah.
But those aren't as in demand because he never wore
blue suede basketball shoes while he played basketball.
Right.
That would have been, first of all, they don't breathe.
Right.
So how long did he play? Like after he started making the shoes? Do you think it like 10 years?
I don't know.
I'm
such a non-sports. Like shoes is like, I'm an expert, but when it comes to like actual dipping
basketball?
Into the sports, yeah, I don't know anything.
That I find that to be actually better.
He played for the Bulls a long time. Then he quit, and I don't know what year, played baseball for the White Sox.
Okay.
And then he came back and played for the Wizards, but I have no idea what the time frame was.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's always funny whenever football or baseball, sport people, but I don't have to name the different sports.
Right.
Whenever people who are like at the top of their game, they retire and then they take it back. Like Brett Favre did that with he was the quarterback.
Yeah,
for the Packers. And he kept, and I think it feels like stand up to some extent where you're like, no, I can't do it anymore. It's hard on my body. Mm-hmm. I hate traveling. People are assholes. I'm not getting paid enough. And then, you know, 3 months later, you're
sitting
hear about
at home
people
doing nothing. It's like
people hear, I just hear about him going, yeah, I guess I'm just going to take a couple of dates and you don't have to pay me. Well, yeah. I guess I'll just take my shit money again.
Yeah.
But that's what it feels like, except for that when it's a sport. I mean, not that stand-up comedy isn't a skill that is honed better with practice.
Right.
But it is not a physical sport.
Right, right.
Where if you have not been at the top, you know, if you've not been working out with guys at the top of their game for 3 months and you come back, that's got to be brutal.
Yeah,
you got to look like a maroon, you know, because it's just whatever it is. So are these what else? I'm at a loss for the next question is okay. What I am. Do you got a you got something?
Let's see. So I have. So I'm trying to think. So the sixes were my first ones and they re-released those after a long time, and that was a original colorway, the maroon and white.
Okay.
And so that was a big, of course they jack up the price because it's a premium colorway. So that was like $220, and I was like, well, I had them when I was in sixth grade or whenever.
Yeah.
I gotta get them again.
I'd like to get the real, like my own size. And
so I got them. Didn't wear them.
Never wore them.
And I'm like, okay, cool. I have them. I had them then. Neat, whatever. And I was like, I know I'm not ever going to wear them. Why? And so I sold them.
Oh, you
so
sold
I don't
them.
Have those anymore. Yeah.
Okay. So you essentially, they're also probably a pretty good way if you run out of money.
Yeah.
That you're like, I need to make rent.
I have sold a few that I did not want to sell because I was like, this is unacceptable.
It's a tight week.
Yeah.
It's a tight month.
Yeah.
And then you just save up and buy them again, I guess. I had Jimmy Pardo on once talking about the band Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And he had all of the t-shirts from the concerts he went to.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't for rent, I don't think, but he sold all the t-shirts on eBay.
Yeah.
Regretted it immediately. And then could not get them back. And he's been buying them one by one. And he's like, they don't fit the same. They're not the right size. It's weird. And so it's kind of brutal. But it's with shoes, at least, most people don't wear them, right? I mean, the resale market of sneakers.
Well, I have a couple friends that are like me that have like a ton. And they think it's absurd to not wear. They're like, no, I wear them.
Oh, it's like toys. The toy collectors who take them out of the package and don't take them out of the package.
Yeah.
I have friends who do, or people I know. I don't know how, because I couldn't name them right now, so how close are they?
I would not say that's a friend. That's like my daughter. She's 4. Like, oh, I have a new friend. What's the name? I don't know. I didn't ask.
It's an acquaintance.
Yeah.
You met someone. And so, like, for people who will buy two sets of a toy,
mm-hmm.
one to play with and one to leave on the wall.
Yes.
And then two comic books. Now, I don't know if this is still true. I heard Patton Oswalt buys two copies of comic books.
Everyone,
one to put in the like all on his pull list of things that he collects, he buys the one to collect and the one to read.
And I was one like, to keep in mint condition and one to
well, use. What are you doing with the comic? Are you licking it? It's just a comic book. Just read it and try not to eat in on top of it.
Well, and that's funny. Like I understand that thinking. Like there have been pairs. In fact, there are a couple pairs that I have two of.
Oh, really? Oh, you
because,
have doubles?
Yeah, I have doubles because
you want
when
to
it
them.
First started, I didn't know they were doing this because I just kind of fell off whatever I was living life. And then I saw they had like my favorite one at the mall one day and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to buy that.
Yeah.
Because it was the first time that I'd ever seen them in the store from my childhood where I had a job.
Yeah.
I had my own money as a grown up. I was like, I want those shoes. So I bought them and I was like, oh great, now I have Air Jordans. And then I could not bring myself to wear them because I was like, I don't want to.
Oh right,
I don't want to mess them up.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was just kind of like,
what year is this?
This
is the first pair that you saw.
2004 or five, maybe.
So 12 or 13 years ago.
Yeah.
You're at a mall, and you're like, my childhood is in that pair of shoes.
Yeah.
And that's what sort of got you back in.
Oh yeah.
Is that what it?
Oh totally.
And what pair were they?
It was the black sixes. It was the kind I got for Christmas, but it was the right color.
The right color, not the maroon and white ones.
Right, not the maroon and white ones.
Sure.
So it was the black ones, and I still have that pair.
High tops or low tops?
They're high tops.
High tops, okay. Yeah. And well that's cool. But you have two sets of them?
So I got that, never wore them, and then they came out with them again.
Right.
Like, I don't know. This was, you know, probably 5 years ago, maybe. Got them again. I was like, now I have a pair I can wear.
Yep.
And a pair that I can keep. And I haven't worn either because I don't want to mess up my backup pair. I don't want my backup pair to get dirty.
Right. What if, because then what if the backup pair, and I love, what if you loved them so much that you had to wear them all the time? And well, like, I have a pair of moccasins.
Yeah.
It took, I just got them.
Okay.
Like a year ago, Christmas, Andy found moccasins for me. And I've wanted them since I was a child.
Yeah.
So I have been wearing them, but I've been watching them get worn out and going, fuck. I'm literally traumatized by the idea that there's going to be a day when I will have worn them out.
Yeah.
And it's going to be such a drag. And I've looked to see if they still have them to get another pair. They do not.
Of course
they
not.
They do not. They don't have, the ones I like are, they have a fringe and a couple of beaded things on the side. And they look like, but they're Uggs. So they were expensive to begin with, but they look perfect. They look like Dan Frontier, you know, like Daniel Boone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but the little kid book that I read when I was a kid called Dan Frontier, he had moccasins. And those are the fucking moccasins. And those are them, but they are wearing out.
So every time you wear them, don't you wish, oh, if you just bought two pairs?
Two pair. I remember the first couple of times I wore them, I actually said to Andy, you should probably buy another pair and get these for me for Christmas in 2 years. And if he did that, mm-hmm. it will have been the most genius sort of relationship move. And he's good.
Oh, if he was hiding them somewhere to give you? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know that it's happened. I can't count on it, right? How can I count on it?
No, yeah, you don't want to count on it.
Right, because it's not cool. Because how sad would it be if I were disappointed?
Exactly.
He doesn't need that
Which
kind of pressure.
Which is probably most likely.
Yeah, he doesn't need
that. He didn't buy two pairs of moccasins.
You're correct. I'm 99% certain there's no way he bought two pairs of moccasins. But I will say, come Christmas next year in 2018, if there's still a Christmas, let's do it. It's and he has delivered me new moccasins. We can all celebrate that guy.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Have you looked on eBay, like, specifically?
I haven't. I should, though. That's not a
bad
idea.
That's like half the Air Jordan market.
Oh, really?
Is, yeah.
And is eBay as big as it? Like, I've never been on eBay, quite honestly. I've never bought anything on eBay.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you, is it a rabbit hole that you have spent some?
It's like, yes, it's like Amazon.
Right, right. But or
you can find anything.
YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
What? So.
I bet you could find those.
Yeah?
I bet you could.
All right.
The key is just figuring out how to describe them, how someone selling them would describe them to have it match up.
Yeah, it's Ugg moccasins.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
You know what's weird about the Uggs is they're made in Australia. So you're like, why? Why did they nail it? How did they get it right?
That's like Birkenstocks in Germany, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's shoes are very specific. I don't know. I bought these. These are just Merrells. They're just walking shoes.
Okay.
And I think they're cute. So I'm like, I'm in. And I'm wearing black shoes with white socks and shorts like a weirdo. But I've never been
But you're comfortable and you're happy. Totally. That's all it takes.
And I'm in my own home, people. Yeah. Leave me alone. Nobody said anything, ever. So are there things that you found on eBay that you were like, I can't find these anywhere else?
And there's a guy I'm talking to now. I'm trying to wear him down. Because if this is embarrassing to admit, but like I have bought shoes that are not, that have been worn. And that's fine. And I'm not talking about the garage sale when I'm in fifth grade. Of course, that's what I'm
You sort of got sucked
but
in
But I'm saying, no, at the garage sale?
No.
No. Like, they have to.
Oh.
That goes back to, like, the Patton Oswalt thing. Like, why have one that you can wear?
So there's provenance.
When you go on eBay. Yeah.
Okay.
You have to.
Admit.
You have to say, these are new inbox.
Yep.
Or worn. And with shoes, you know.
Right.
If there's a tiny stone, you know. You look at the bottom of a shoe and you know.
Someone has worn
You can tell
shoes.
If someone's tried it on at the shoe store. You know what I mean?
So, no, I don't think that's embarrassing. I think that, first of all, they're shoes.
And you can save money once.
Right. If someone wore them for a month or whatever, or 2 weeks or a time, and then they were like, nope, I think I'm going to sell them.
Yeah.
Then it does lower the value, though, right? Because you can get a deal on them, right?
Yeah. If this guy wants these shoes that I'm looking at are the 12s. They're all blue suede.
Oh, the blue suede 12s. Very much.
Well, the 5s are the ones I just bought, but these are like 12s that are very
also
similar.
Blue suede. Yeah,
so they look the same from a distance. Anyone that's not a shoe freak, they're the same shoe. Oh, you have bright, weird blue shoes. Yes.
Well, Andy has. Andy loves a red shoe.
Okay.
And but he loves a red dress shoe, and so he wears almost. He always wears red shoes. Always wears red shoes.
Okay.
Which you're like, why? He said, "It's fun for me. Leave me alone."
I can understand that.
Yeah. Then do it. Wear your red shoe if you like it. And he has red dress shoes. But for our wedding, he bought these. They were red and black. But he also bought a pair of blue snakeskin. And so he has a variety of dress shoes. So you have bought just how many pairs have you bought on eBay? Do you mostly get them on eBay or use
no,
the app?
No, I'll mostly get them at the store or through the app. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And 22 pairs. You've bought 22 pairs of shoes?
I've bought well over 22, but some have come, some have gone.
Some have come, some have gone in the last 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
So that is... at least two pairs of shoes a year you're buying.
Yeah.
And so are you browsing shoes?
Oh, I'm constantly.
You're constantly browsing.
I'm constantly
browsing.
Looking at the Nike app, seeing what's coming out. There's a website called 23 is Back, because that was his number 23.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like just all about the schedule of it. It has all the release dates.
Yeah.
And all that. So that's fantastic. So, I'll just, like, my wife goes on Zillow and looks at houses. Like, that's how she passes time and makes her happy. I look at shoes.
You look at shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you don't buy, obviously you don't buy every pair of shoes that you're drawn to.
No.
No. Because that would be disastrous. Nobody has that disposable income at this juncture. So, and where would you store them? So, where do you store them?
I store them, where did I had a closet when we owned a house when we didn't live in LA.
Right.
I had like a closet for them. And now I have them in like tubs and bins in, under the house.
Oh, okay, in storage.
Under the bed, yeah.
Okay, kind of.
And I'll just, so I'll occasionally go out, pull them out, smell them, put them back.
That Foot Locker right there?
Yes.
Has Andy's Transformer toys in it.
Opened or unopened?
Opened. He's a big fan of opening toys. You'll notice all.
Okay.
He loves action figures, and he's got some real specific needs when it comes to an action figure. Like, he doesn't like statues. He needs them to be able to be bendable and poseable and articulate, I guess is the term. See Spider-Man?
That's the best toy. I remember when those came out. It was after the movie.
Yeah.
Those are like the best because everything bends. The fingers, the wrists.
Right. And it's got magnets on it, so you can stick it to something metal and you can adjust it. He got that as a gift. He was like, I don't even know what the brand name is so that I can get the rest of them. He's also started collecting Hot Wheels.
Okay.
And because 5 years ago, he wanted a new car, and he didn't like any of the cars that we could afford, right?
Uh-huh.
And so he started...
Real car.
Yeah, real car. He needed a new real car. And so he just started collecting Hot Wheels, and it's got a little out of hand.
What, as like a buffer just to replace that need in his head?
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to look at this amazing Charger. Look at this really cool Lamborghini.
That's
look
funny.
At this. Right.
It's and smart. Now, it's financially smart.
Right. $1.09.
Yeah. It's a buck. That's better than what? $26,000.
Exactly. He went with a Ford Focus.
Yeah. So okay. There you go.
It's a stick that breaks up the day. So he's happy. He has something to do while he's driving. And, but it has morphed into character cars because Hot Wheels is doing this, character car things for different movies.
Okay.
There's essentially name a character in Marvel Universe, DC Universe, Star Wars. It's almost, I think Hot Wheels is owned by Disney. Not certain, but whatever it is. But like there's Spider-Man cars and there's a Thor car. There's you're Thor. I don't know. But
cross-marketing.
There's a cross-marketing. Yeah, and it's essentially just a reimagined, there's a Groot car. Groot being the tree, right? Yeah. So it is essentially, it's a truck that would carry logs. And you're like, why is that not cannibalism? What is happening? But I'll show them to you afterwards because he's got displays. The guest room is just all toys.
Oh,
so it's kind of...
I have to see that.
Yeah, yeah. So...
Well, I'm sure there's purists. I mean, like, my brother got me a Spider-Man train set. And it's like, it's got Spider-Man all over.
Yeah.
It's like, Spider-Man never had a train? Why would you know what I mean? Spider-Man didn't drive a car with his head on the hood.
Why would he need a car? Right. It's like there's a Superman Hot Wheel car, and you're like, I don't know if you're familiar with how Superman travels, but
it's not in traffic.
Speed of light. and with teleporters too, like if somebody with a teleporter skill, why would they have a car? Right. And yet they've got a car.
Yeah.
So,
cause they know some kid's mom will buy it for them.
Or some 45-year-old man will go to yes. themselves. You know what I need?
Mm-hmm. You know what I don't have in my, toy room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, but it is, I mean, I think the collecting is important and it's weird, the rabbit hole of just looking at the different stuff. It's almost enough, you know?
It's a constant like feeling of like, if I get this pair, then I'll have them all. I'll have what I need. And then, you know, you always feel like, okay, I just need the original colorways and then I'm good. But they keep coming out with things like, ooh. That, oh, I want that. Like they just, how many are, they're never going to stop. They're never going to be like, we gave them to you. Did you hope you bought them?
I hope you bought. And we're done. We don't need any more of your money. No, but so what are the, how many original colorways are there?
Oh, I have no idea. Right. Like each shoe has, you know, and, probably and the colorways three or four.
Is essentially the ones that he wore on the games.
Yes.
And so he might have wore a different pair of shoes per game.
Uh-huh.
Because... with that were different colors.
Yeah.
Because the definition of colorways is something he wore during a basketball game.
Right.
Yeah. And there's 100 basketball games a year, I think.
Yeah.
Aren't there?
Again. You're talking to the wrong person.
Again, the basketball dork is next week.
But like...
Okay, so...
Like each shoe, like let's say the fives.
Yeah.
That they had the... now I forget what they're called. Like fire red, the white one... And then the black one with gray. And so there was probably three or four of mm-hmm. those
yeah.
that came out initially when the shoe first was designed.
Right.
That was available then and that he wore in games.
Yeah.
And then they retro him in 2005 and they're like, you know, here's the purple and pink girls one. Here's the all red suede new one, you know. So
the
now
ones he would have wanted to wear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can get the original three colorways, and then there's six other kinds that you're like, no, I have always wanted.
Yeah. Oh, there's more than there's probably. I mean, I have a book called The Encyclopedia of Air Jordans, and
really?
It's like pages
of pictures.
Of different
or is it all
shoes.
Is it all pros?
I haven't read any of it. I just look at the pictures, but it's
called
there's
the Encyclopedia.
So many. The Encyclopedia of Air Jordans, I believe.
Awesome.
Which, of course, was a $50 book because they know anyone obsessed with spending $200 on every pair of shoes will shell out $50 for a book.
And it's a coffee table book, right?
Yeah.
So it's a big, nice, professionally done mm-hmm. coffee table book.
Comes and in a, you know, sleeve thing, whatever it's called.
You should follow Sully McCullough's Instagram.
Okay.
Because it is a lot of sneakers. It's a lot of, he's a sneakerhead.
Okay.
And he's gotten his kids into sneakers. He said, it's an expensive thing to have gotten my children into. Oh. And, but he, and there was a, one of my, the episode where he talks about sneakers, which mm-hmm. had to be 3 or 4 years ago, the picture, the slug picture for the episode is him sitting in front of, has to be 40 pairs of shoes that you would recognize, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That you would go, oh, he has those?
Yeah.
And I don't know. You know, I forget. I should re-listen to that episode because I wonder if he wears them. Because, you know,
yeah, I'd be curious too. Because there's some people that are always... like, you can't wear them. They, you know, this is so dorky, but like, I would go in on YouTube and watch people's. They have unboxing videos. I mean, they have that of everything, but like of shoes.
Yes,
that's a huge thing,
right? Because you're going to open it, you're going to move a piece of tissue, and you're going to
pull it out. You're going to smell it. You're going to pretend you know what the, you know, yeah.
And that's the whole thing. I mean, it's not like the unboxing of a game, which has parts and
right.
rules and a bunch of
oh,
things.
These, but these people can really, they can milk it.
Oh, really?
It can be a, yeah, 15
it can be
minute
a good
15 unboxing,
minute unboxing.
Where they're like, oh, look at this. Uh-oh, Nike should be ashamed of them. Look at this little seam. And it's just like, guys, come on.
It's
a shoe.
In the end, it is a shoe. Which,
and they have, and fakes, that's another huge whole. Like, there's a lot of videos of how to spot fakes.
Oh, right, because there's fake handbags.
Yeah.
So a shoe is a shoe to someone who doesn't know what they're doing, I suppose.
But the fake
who's
Jordans,
yeah.
I don't know who's making them, because the real ones are made in China.
Right. So the fake ones are what, made in Korea?
I don't know.
They
steal the...
Or maybe they're just made one row over in China.
They're...
Very possible.
They're very inferior to the actual one.
They
fit differently, and they're just not... Like, they fall
apart.
Oh,
so you can totally tell.
I've had one pair, like after I got that first pair in 2000 whenever, and I was like, oh, they're retroing these. I got on eBay and bought another pair. And that pair turned out to be fake. And so I just sold it. And so I sold it. But I mean, I said, you know, these are not
fake.
Yeah, these are fake. Because people still, you know, whatever.
Right, right. And it would affect your eBay standing, right?
Yeah, my score.
And plus, of course, honesty would be the best policy.
Yeah.
So what were the fake ones you got? What were they supposed to be?
They were the black.
They were the same ones as the one I saw.
Not
the
Concords.
The black sixes. Oh, the sixes.
Yeah.
The black sixes, you got a real pair and a fake pair, and now you have another real pair because you got your backups.
Right.
Neither of which you've worn.
Right.
But you had the fake pair in the middle. So if a real pair of sixes were $250 or $300 on eBay, how much are the fake ones?
The fake ones. Well, people will try to sell the fake ones as if they're real.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like...
You can
go to websites and it's like, we have Air Jordans. And they're $70 or $80. And it's
right.
like, oh, okay, these are
not official
Air Jordans. And you kind of know what you're getting.
Right. It's the whatever Gabbana handbag situation where the letter's slightly off.
Right.
And it's, so is it like that? Can you are the...
Yeah, there's definitely little differences.
So that they can't get sued or...
Oh, I don't know the reason. I think it's just poor quality.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I really don't know why.
And they don't fit as well. And you can you tell just looking at them from the seams and stuff that the stitching is.
Some of them are pretty good. Like they have videos where they'll show the differences, and it looks really
pretty close.
The same. And there's the pair of fives, black fives that I have that are fakes. I didn't know they were fakes when I got them, but I discovered it. And it's pretty obvious, and they're like falling apart. But I wear them because I don't, you know, I feel like, well,
I might as well
they
wear
look
them.
Like Jordans, and I'm not, you know, you're I'm not wearing down a pair of Jordans.
Right. The investment is been lowered.
Right. Exactly.
That's hilarious.
I always look at my collection of Jordans and even like video games, like because I have a lot of video games, but I don't play a lot just because. It takes a lot of time. And I always think that, like, when am I going to wear these shoes that I'm collecting? Like, what am I collecting them for? And I always think, like, if I ever get diagnosed with, like, God forbid, someone says, you have 6 months, that's when I'm going to be like, I'm going to wear the best shoes every day these last 6 months.
Wow.
You know?
I would, if I found out I had 6 months to live, I wonder, would I try to read all of the books that I've been putting off?
Because that's collected what, and not read yet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I have stacks of books, and I'm like there's a Flashman book over there that I know is going to be hilarious and dark and ridiculous, and I'm busy rereading some bullshit
that I've already read
because I just like to reread. It's soothing to reread the weird. I think this is a paranormal mystery that I bought a romance novel bookstore, and I was like. Yeah, I wonder what's happening here. And so I've read it. I know how it ends. But you know what? What the heck?
Read it again?
I'm reading it right now.
Oh, okay.
I think it's called Quicksilver. And the name of the author is Amanda Quick.
Ooh.
That's some crap in a row right there. That's some bullshit. And that's not making anyone go, oh, we should get her a Nobel. Nope. No, you shouldn't. Anyway. So
when you're reading it, are you thinking, this is terrible? This is terrible. Or is it like watching a bad show where it's like, this is great.
This is soothing. This is lovely. Oh, look. That's
lovely.
And the thing is the some of the lines are actually pretty good in it. So I'm okay with it.
Oh, okay.
Like there's a nice sentiment. It's like when you watch a crap TV show or movie or something and there's like a really good line or there's a really good scene in it. My brother Russ will watch. He claims that a movie is good if it has one good scene in it. And I was like, you watch a lot of television. And he will watch the most ridiculous crap. I can't even explain. How much television he watches. Anyway, so 6 months, though, you would wear the shoes.
Yeah.
That's where it would happen.
That's
every
when
day.
I would bust them open.
What? Now, you said you have video games. Yeah. What do you have a console?
I have. See, mine. I just got the Super NES Classic.
Oh,
and the NES Classic.
Okay.
So I got both of them. They sold out, and I ended up getting the NES Classic on eBay.
Okay.
Because they stopped. Are you familiar with that whole debacle?
No.
They came out with the NES, like the Nintendo.
Yeah.
The original Nintendo, but it's like the size of your fist instead of the big box.
Yeah.
And it's got 30 games preloaded on it.
Yeah.
And it came out, sold out immediately. There were lines out the door. Then they'd restock it. They'd sell out immediately. And then Nintendo said, we're discontinuing it. We're not making it. And everyone's like, what?
So there's no support sitting on for money. It?
Yeah, you can't. They're not making them anymore.
Huh.
So like it was $60 for the Nintendo Classic. And people would sell them for $200, $250. Yeah. They were selling for $400, $500 the day they announced it's right. discontinued.
And they've gone down. Skyrocketed. But yeah. So they're like, it's just too much trouble.
They're I don't know. Nobody knows why.
They decided to stop printing money.
Exactly. I mean, that's basically what they did. They wanted to focus money on the Switch, which is their new huge high-end. Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't have the Switch.
No.
The Switch looks great. And that new Zelda game does look pretty awesome.
It does look awesome. But I'm more retro. Like, that's another thing, nostalgia. Like, I got the Wii.
Yep.
Specifically because you can download Virtual Console game, the old games.
Oh, okay.
That's why I bought that.
Yeah.
So I could play Metroid and Castlevania and Mario.
Oh, okay.
So and then they, you know, so after they said they're not going to do any more of the Nintendos, then they came out the Super Nintendo.
Right.
And that's what just came out. And I waited in line at Best Buy and got mine.
Right. And how much was that? Like $200 or $100?
$79.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And is that preloaded with a bunch of old games?
It's preloaded with like 21 Super Nintendo games.
Okay. What are the Super, like... I literally played uprights in the 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. and I still like an upright. I'd rather go to a bowling alley and spend $10 on Hydro Thunder or H2 Overdrive. Those are my two favorites.
Okay.
It's a boat driving game that's dumb, and thoroughly enjoy. Anyway,
that's a clever name for a... Yeah. H2 Overdrive.
That's the Hydro Thunder 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the sequel to Hydro Thunder.
Nice.
And you get to pick your boat. You get to trick your boat out. You can get... There's an online community if you wanted to. But then you
go home and your boat's gone.
Log in. You log in. Like, I can go over to Jerry's Deli and log in and my boat's still there.
Oh, so it's all...
Yeah.
It's all connected.
It's somewhere in the cloud.
Oh, okay.
Someone's got a backup server with my with my losses, essentially, because I'm not very good at it, but right. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Keeping track of all your losses.
Exactly. Thank God. Okay. So what games are you liking on NES or the Super?
It's the Castlevania, Metroid, all the Mario games.
I remember Metroid.
What other ones are there? Those are like my big ones.
Was Castlevania, was that a side-scroller? What was that?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You're a vampire hunter.
And you're just padding around, just fighting forever.
Fight mummies, whatever, and then you get to a boss, and then you go all the way until you get to Dracula.
All right.
And they've made a ton of them.
And there's a Castlevania 1 through gajillion.
Yeah.
All right. Possibly 32 that's done in a Concord black and white style.
Right. Castlevania Concord.
And what I think Metroid's a side scroller too, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Metroid's like a kind of a maze. It's a platform game. They're all platform games.
Okay.
But like the original Castlevanias were just, you know, a level like Mario.
Yeah.
You're going across. And Metroid's like a maze where you can go
into
the world, you go everywhere.
Yeah, there's more...
You backtrack. It's like Zelda, where you go all over. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there's more of... Oh, so there's more of a... Not a plot. That seems ambitious.
I wouldn't say plot.
Though, I will say the Final Fantasy, like the Game Boy versions of Final Fantasy Legend, the first two.
Okay.
Those had plots. Sort of. You essentially... Like Final Fantasy II... Which was the Game Boy one? It's in black and white. There were five different worlds,
okay,
and you had to you'd meet the kings of those worlds and then defeat them, get their shit, and then go back into the tower and go up to the next level.
Yeah,
and then fight that guy and find out.
Could you go in any order you wanted?
No.
Oh, okay.
You had to do because you were at the bottom of the tower.
Okay.
So once you got you dealt that, you got the key to the tower. You opened up the tower. The Amish guy. Told you to go up,
okay.
And you fought monsters as you went up, and then there was a door that you went through, and that was number two,
okay.
And then number three, and then number four was the Cloud City, and there was a Nuke City, and it's a great game. I've kept it I should look for a mod online just because it's...
Do you still have a Game Boy?
Yeah, yeah. I still got three. I have the old gray brick.
Yeah?
Wait, no, I gave the gray brick to my niece because she was bored and it played Tetris.
Okay.
And she was a child. So, but I had the DS.
Uh-huh.
And then
I think
that's
the one I have.
And then I had the one before that was just a clamshell. And I can't remember what that one was called.
Advance?
Yeah, Advance. That's it. Yeah. So those, okay. I went more handheld, which is what draws me to the Switch.
Because
you can play it at home or you on the road.
Yeah.
But productivity down anyway. I'm playing a game on my phone that's already killing me. So,
like I know. I just last night, I had the night to myself. My wife went to a concert, tucked in the kids, and I beat Super Metroid.
Nice. Nice. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And then you know what's sad is like it tells you with the Super Nintendo, like when you save it, it'll tell you
how many hours.
It's like, 10 and a half hours I played. Great. Thanks.
Yeah. That's, I could have written at least a chapter of the Great American Novel there.
Yes.
It's so sad. I'm playing Marvel Puzzle Quest on my phone.
On your
right
phone,
now.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's essentially just Candy Crush or Bejeweled, right? It's a match three, except for that when you match three crystals, it powers up your superhero, and you could pick different superheroes in your team. And I have been playing for 5 years. I've been playing this other game on my phone called Criminal Case, and it's just a hidden object murder mystery thing.
Okay.
And I've given them dime none because it's all in-game purchasing, right?
Yeah.
Marvel Puzzle Quest, I forked over kind of a lot of money.
An embarrassing amount?
Yeah, to the point where I told Andy that about the first $100.
Oh, gosh.
I have not told him about the second $50 I sent them. So I've given them $150.
Oh, my gosh.
The reveal is here. I will not be releasing this episode until I come clean to my husband that I've spent $150 on a video game.
So this one might be on the back burner for a while.
Right, right. Hey, by the way, I am talking to Johnny Beener, B-E-E-H-N-E-R, like the German. It's at Johnny Comic on Twitter. Is that?
And Instagram.
And Instagram. Yeah. Okay, is it all the things?
Yes.
And it's johnnybeener.com to find whatever is not listed, right?
Correct.
And
then that's my schedule, website, all that stuff.
Yeah. And this is going to come out on October 11th and the following week. No, that's in November, you said. No, October.
No, yeah, that's right.
It is October. October 19 to 21, you're at Skyline in Appleton, Wisconsin. Yes. And that should be super fun.
I'm excited for it. That's where I recorded my first CD.
Oh, really?
What's it called? Skyline.
What's
it's called Tiny Wiener.
Tiny Wiener.
That was a while back. I'm due for a new one.
Yeah.
But I haven't put it on the books yet.
Right, right. When did that one come out?
2011.
Okay, so 6 years later, you got another hour.
Yes,
man. There's another 45 in there that you could probably
somewhere.
Put together.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. Okay, so we literally, I'm going to tell you, we talked for 45 minutes about sneakers, which is kind of great. I love it when we talk about one topic for a long time. So this has been awesome. And we're almost at an hour. So I just want to let you know. Air Jordans, the book, the Encyclopedia of Air Jordans.
Yes, which I had to find on eBay because it was sold out everywhere.
Also, the book is sold out, you guys. Yes. Come on. That's awesome. So, but thank you so much for coming on and talking to me about sneakers.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?